Let's get a very quick update from Natalie Malchas of the Eyewitness News team. She currently is in the George municipality. That death toll of the George building collapse now stands at 4. Good morning, Natalie. You arrived there at about midnight, and rescue workers were still hurriedly busy there on the scene trying to find survivors under that rubble. Currently, what is the situation at the moment?
Well, Lester, rescue workers have been working through the night. In fact, as you mentioned, when we arrived at around midnight, we arrived almost in convoy with emergency crews who had come in from neighboring municipalities, teams with the City of Cape Town registration numbers, and from the Breda Valley had arrived at the same time as us. They hit the ground running to relieve the teams that have been working for around 10, going on 12 hours. And while we were standing there for a solid 2.5, 3 hours in the wee hours of this morning, the mood was one of optimism and hopefulness because 3 people were rescued from the rubble. In fact, when we were talking to the provincial disaster chief and the MEC for Environmental Affairs, Colin Diner and Anton Bredal, both had said, we've got all the sophisticated equipment, we've got extra manpower here coming in teams that will be here over the next few days. Our focus is specifically on the next 24 hours to 48 hours. We know how crucial timing is in this operation, and it's been a mammoth task since that distress call came in from 2:15. Mm. Right now, teams are quieting down. There's not really all that much happening on the site at the moment, with smaller pockets continuing the work. We know the Premier is coming in during the course of the morning, and we expect a further briefing at around 10:30.
51 people still unaccounted for, but I heard Colin Diner saying in one of your reports there is some light because they're hearing voices underneath this rubble. There are huge blocks of concrete that during the course of 2 days will have to be lifted to try and find those people. But in terms of still hearing voices, people calling out for help, that is a positive sign, Natalie.
That's a positive sign, Lester. In fact, what we encountered while we were waiting on the site earlier this morning, there's this bustle. All the machines are moving. Orders are being barked across the site and lots of marching, lots of people everywhere. And within seconds, it goes super quiet so that they can hear those echoes coming from underground. In fact, what rescue workers were instructing some of those people to do was instead to tap on whatever they had around them. In addition to these blocks of concrete, there's also webs of iron rods piercing in all directions that rescue workers have to weave between. They've got sniffer dogs that have come in of the disaster team. Gift of the Givers have also lended manpower and sniffer dogs to this operation. They've asked those who are still able to communicate from underground to do so with tapping. It goes deadly silent so that they can then pinpoint where these echoed sounds are coming from. At least 2 of those people underground still have working cell phones, one of which we heard from some of the relatives standing on the cordoned off sections of the site is a 21-year-old young man. Most of the people that we've spoken to have said a large number of the workers who that were on the construction site, of the 75 people working on this particular complex, are either from Malawi or Zimbabwe, with a handful of South Africans in between that group. But a large group is from Malawi and Zimbabwe. Many of the people who are standing waiting aren't even just waiting for their relatives. They're waiting for their friends, for their church brothers. They've been standing in prayer the whole evening long, Lester.
Natalie Malchas from the Eyewitness News team. She'll bring us the latest during the course of this morning. Still 51 people unaccounted for in that George building collapse.